and 0XG programming.
Thank you.
Welcome to the WA0SGO repeater. 179.9 PL.
Good evening. The time is 8 PM.
Calling the today Pettus Amateur Radio Club repeater net, calling the Spark repeater net. Good evening. This is N0XG, November 0 X-ray Golf. My name is John, Juliet, Oscar Hotel, November. I'll be your net control station for this evening, and I'm located near Sedalia. This net meets each Sunday evening at 8 p.m. local time on the 14703 repeater with a negative offset for the purpose of gathering area hams, exchanging information of mutual interest to the amateur radio community, and to promote public service amongst ham operators. During nets, severe weather, or other emergencies, you do not need to transmit the 179.9 Hertz PL tone. This net also serves as an additional venue for passing National Traffic System formal written messages. At this time, do we have any emergency, time, value, or priority traffic for the net? Call N0XG. Nothing heard. Any stations with routine traffic to be passed? Nothing heard. Do we have any stations with club announcements? Nothing heard. Do we have anyone with ham gear to buy, sell, or trade?
Zero ATH.
And zero ATH. Good evening, Dave. Well, I haven't heard you for a long time.
Same here. You're going to have to tell me your name again, and I recognize the call, but I can't put a name to it. My memory is really fried. Hey, I want to do a couple of things here real quick, if you don't mind. I would like to buy a realistic Radio Shack brand, seriously, a realistic SP-150. It's a speaker, it's a match, it doesn't even match, but they call it a matching speaker for the DX-160 general coverage receiver they used to put out. I'm looking for an SP-150, little Radio Shack metal speaker, upright speaker. That's one thing I want to check in, and also, this fella couldn't check in, but WB-LRX asked for me to check him in also, and he's at the hospital there tonight with his brother, so he said he wasn't going to be able to check in. So if I'm getting in good enough to do all that, I hope I did it right. He's N0ATH.
Yeah, not a problem at all, Dave. Name here is John, Juliet, Oscar Hotel, November. And it has been quite a while since I've talked to you. Haven't been down there in a while, and I don't think I heard you on much up here. But I had talked to you before, but boy, it's been a long time. Okay, N0ATH, Dave there in Clinton is looking for a realistic SP-150 speaker. It's a matching speaker for the DX 160 series radio. So if we have anybody that has a realistic SP-150 speaker, you can get with N0ATH. Also, Dave, I got WB0LRX checked in, so when you talk to Jeff, tell him we got him checked in, and I hope everything goes okay there with his mom, and we'll hope to see him at the club meeting on Tuesday. But we do have him checked in. Dave, we'll break with you, 73. Thanks for checking in, and we'll go ahead and take any mobile, short-time, or portable check-ins. Call N0XG.
KC0, TKS, Chris, portable, around the house in Sedalia.
KC0, Whiskey Hotel, Hotel, Sedalia, Ryan.
KC0, QMP, Arden, Sedalia.
WB6BGK, Carl, Sedalia.
Okay, net control acknowledges KC0TKS, KC0WHH, KC0QMP, and WB6BGK. short time mobile or portable. We'll go back up to the top. KC0TKS. Good evening, Chris. Your comments for the net tonight. Over.
I didn't really have anything to add. Just in here tonight listening, running around the house getting our Sunday evening stuff done. Wanted to say hi to Dave down at say hi to Ryan and to Art. And good to see that the net's taking place every Sunday night. So maybe it'll be a permanent thing from now on. Other than that, I got KC0TKS.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, thanks for checking in. And yeah, I think Lucas was going to be in here tonight, but he must have had something come up, or maybe he's working on homework there. I'm not sure, but we'll definitely get it covered. But I like having everybody here. So thanks again for checking in. Break with you. Go to KC0WHH. Ryan, your comments for the net. Or
yeah, John, I don't really have too much to say here. Just glad we didn't get all the snow that we were supposed to get today. And hi to Chris. And that's about it, John. I know I saw you just a little bit ago, so we're all caught up. So anyway, I'll give it back to you, 73, to everybody out there. KC0 Whiskey Hotel Hotel.
Okay, Ryan. Yeah, you're in the repeater real solid tonight. You're stronger tonight than you were last week, so you must be out on the back deck there. But your Q5, no white noise at all on your signal, so sounds real good. Break with you. We'll go to KC0QMP. Good evening, Art. Your comments.
Well, I'm glad to see this club coming alive, and I'm curious if this will be an Aries net. I think that would be good, and you're doing a real good job of net control, really good. I'm glad that it's doing stuff and being actually a real ham club part of it, and my little part that I can do. And I, by the way, who is the president now? So back to you, John. 0XG is KC0QMP.
Okay, Art. Yeah, thanks for being there. Yeah, I think Doug is still the president. So we're going to be in the midst of selecting some officers here in the next couple of months once we get things back up on our feet, and we'll be able to deal with some of that administrative stuff. As far as making an Aries net, you know, we'd have to work with Mark, the N0WZ, on that. He's the EC. And that may be something coming down the pipe, but I don't know. We'll just have to see where it goes and just get reestablished as a club and figure out where the interests are and go from there. All right, we'll break with you. 73, we'll go to WB6. BGK, good evening, Carl. Your comments for the net.
Good evening, John. Everyone on the net here. WB6, BGK. Nothing of much importance to report here. I do appreciate you making mention of the meeting on Tuesday night, though. That's something that gets by us real quick. We're just ready to jump inside here and have something to eat at one of our local establishments. I just wanted to catch you guys before I went inside. So, everybody have a great week, and we'll be seeing you probably Tuesday night. Good evening. WB6BGK.
Okay, Carl. Yeah, thanks for being there. I'm looking at the calendar here, and I probably ought to double check this while I'm on the air, but I think Tuesday is the 31st, so we won't actually be meeting until the following Tuesday, which will be April the 7th. So it won't be this Tuesday, it'll be the following Tuesday, first Tuesday in April, which will be April the 7th. So, but we were real close this time. I could see how there could be some confusion on that. So we'll have the announcement on. We did reprogram the repeater with a club announcement for the radio club meeting, and so we'll be able to implement that as time gets closer. Guys, thanks for being there. We're going to go ahead and take regular check-ins, three at a time. So regular check-ins for the Spark repeater net, call in 0XG net control.
0REV.
WE0DH.
Okay, net control acknowledges N0REV, WE0. Top, N0REV. Good evening, David. Your comments.
On top, good evening. No, nothing much to say. Just sitting here helping my daughter with her map test. Multiple aptitude position or whatever you want to say it. She's got to have it done by April 6th. The reason why I'm checking in early. Other than that, went over and bought that Kenwood from K-A-Z-W-A-0-I-U-M from Dennis. Just sitting here playing with it and having a little fun and just trying to get things figured out here. And hope we'll probably be down there Tuesday. See y'all.
Okay, David. Yeah, sounds good. And like I mentioned, it won't actually be this Tuesday. It'll be the following Tuesday. So I don't want there to be any confusion about that and have folks there when we're not meeting. This next Tuesday will be the 31st, and we don't meet until the first Tuesday of the month. So it'll be April the 7th when we'll be meeting. And we'll be having a program on mobile amateur radio equipment installation, radios, antennas, and the like. So I hope there will be some interest with that there at the club meeting. David, thanks for being there. 73, we'll break with you. We'll go to WA0DH. Good evening, Dennis. Your comments for the net.
Well, good evening, John, and everybody on the net. Well, it was kind of a laid-back weekend. Didn't do a whole lot. Did watch the Missouri game yesterday, and they got beat. But I tell you what, it was quite a season, quite a ride, and first time they've had 31 wins. So all in all, they had a great season. And went to church this morning, watched the NASCAR race this afternoon, and just kind of kicking back and enjoying listening to the net and listening to everybody's comments. With that, John, we'll just say 73 and turn it back to you. Great hearing the net again on Sunday evenings. 73, everybody, WE0DH.
Okay, Dennis. Well, thanks for checking in. And yeah, we didn't have too much going on today either. We pretty well got the house chores caught up yesterday with the rain and everything, and actually got a chance to sit down and read my novel for a couple hours this afternoon. And that was a very pleasant experience. Don't get to do that as often as I would like, and it was good to be able to sit down and relax and just enjoy a good read and help. Help sharpen the mind a little bit, so enjoyed that. We had church tonight, saw KC0WHH, and just had a pretty slow, fulfilling day, so had a good time. Dennis, we'll break with you. Thanks for being there. 73, and we'll go to KD0ETL. Good evening, Paul. What's new up by Hughesville tonight?
Good evening, John and Dennis and everyone else on the net. Like Dennis, I had a pretty quiet day around here. Went to church this morning, and this afternoon watched a little racing, and took a little nap, and just got caught up on a few things around here. Glad we didn't get all that big snow they were talking about. I think we maybe had maybe an inch here. Anyway, good evening to everyone on the net tonight, and you're doing a real good job. Glad to hear everyone on the net tonight. 73s, KD0ETL.
Yeah, okay, Paul. Well, thanks for being there. Yeah, we had probably a quarter of an inch out here when I got up this morning, and it was gone by I think 10 or 11 o'clock. They made me leave my departmental vehicle at the office on Friday night, and ended up getting it picked back up today. And fortunately, it was in the same condition that I left it in. I don't think anybody got in it and had to use it, but that's one of the unfortunate things about having one of the only four-wheel drives in the fleet is that every time we get some of the snow or ice, I have to let them commandeer my vehicle. So, never pleasant. They never take as good a care of it as I do, but it's just something we got to deal with, I guess. 7-3, Paul, we'll break with you, and that takes us to the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call in 0XG Net Control.
KA0JWA.
Net Control acknowledges KA0JWA. Good evening, Brooks. What's going on down in your part of the country?
And Brooks, yes, KA0JWA. Nothing new, same old, same old. Got in kind of late last night and didn't get to bed till about 5, so I'm kind of dragging this evening. I'm going to go to bed early. That'd be my excitement for the evening, probably. But, hey, by the way, I took a look at that picture you were talking about. I didn't see the resemblance, but my wife said it may be on it.
Well, I was wondering about that. I'm thinking maybe they just cut one of those out and bring it into the next club meeting and put it up for a vote.
Yeah, I'll have to neaten up a little bit there.
Okay, well, maybe I'm just imagining things, but I don't always remember names, but I do always remember faces. It's all resemblance there, so. Thanks for being there, Brooks. Thanks for checking in. We'll hope to catch you at the meeting there on the 7th, and hopefully talk to you before. And that brings us to the bottom of the list once again, so we'll take any additional check-ins. For the Spark Repeater Net, call in 0XG.
KB01YW.
Net Control Acknowledges KB0YYW. Good evening, Mark. What's new in Morgan County?
Oh, not a whole lot of anything. Looks like we kind of evaded a bunch of the snow and sleet down here. We got a little dab yesterday, but mostly rain, so that part we were kind of fortunate for. Beautiful day out here today, and people are out and about, moving around. They kind of know it's this time of year, and they're getting spring fever, cabin fever, as they say. Only other note is that Echo Link on the repeater, I've had several problems, tried several things, had lots of inputs from people, and it didn't seem to solve the problem, so I've taken it down completely for the time being until we can get it resolved there.
Okay, well, I'd had some people ask me about that, and I told them that I hadn't heard anything new to report. I know you're having some issues possibly with the firewall or something with the router there at the office. So, but thanks for advising of that. When I have anybody ask, I'll pass that along, and we probably need to mention that at the next club meeting as well.
Okay, it's not so much of a firewall issue. The thing will work one way, but doesn't seem to be working the other way on the audio for some reason. And I did a little research on the internet for the FT7800 that it's hooked to. And it seems like there was quite a few opinions of that, of trying to figure out how to make that work. So it's got to be something to do with the settings, either in the CAT feature of the 7800 for the data, or it's something to do in the Synops setting of the Echo Link itself. But we'll get it figured out one of these days. So anyway, that's all I got. I'll turn it back over to Net 73, KB0YYW.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the report. And, I had a Yaesu FT2600 that I had audio issues with when I tried to interface it with my PSK31 program through my Rascal digital interface. It had the 2600 had a packet port on there, a 9600 baud packet port, and I had trouble getting audio out of that as well. So I don't know if that's a problem that's common to Yaesu or what the case is, but I never did mess with it anymore because I didn't really have any need for PSK on 2 meters, so never did solve it. Again, Mark, thanks for the report. If we don't talk to you again, we'll catch you next club meeting. And we're once again at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Come now.
KC0, TKS, recheck.
Go, recheck.
This is KC0, TKS. I keep forgetting to ask. About a month ago, I heard that Jim, W0FRX, had a stroke. I just wondered if anybody had an update on his condition.
Net Control can speak for that, and I appreciate you you bringing that up, Chris, because it didn't even occur to me to pass that on to the group. I talked to Jim the other day via email. He is in Springfield, Illinois, at Memorial Hospital. He has some family that lives over there. I believe it's daughter and son-in-law that lives there in Springfield. And he is currently going through rehabilitation and is feeling good and hopes to be back home in a month or two. So he wanted to tell everybody hello and was asking for thoughts and prayers, and he's hoping to be home in a month or two.
All right, that's great to hear. Jim's a good guy, and I was concerned about it, and every time that I've talked to anybody that might know, I haven't thought about it. So thank you for the update, KC0TKS.
Yeah, and thanks for reminding me, Chris. I should have brought that up during the club announcements section, but I was too busy running the net and not thinking enough about what my own announcements might be. So thanks for bringing that up. Any other rechecks or new check-ins? Last call. Call in 0XG.
KD0CRQ.
Okay, Net Control acknowledges KD0CRQ. And I have that as Kilo Delta Zero Charlie Romeo Quebec. If you can give me your name and your QGH here and any comments you have for the net, over.
Well, I just ran onto your net by accident while getting up there for another net. This is Bob. I'm up here west of Odessa. And I would appreciate it if you give me your location.
Yeah, okay, Bob. No problem at all. Thanks for joining our net tonight. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. And this is the Sedalia, Missouri, 14703 repeater. So we're just about 50 or 60 miles east of you, just down a little bit south of I-70 on Highway 65.
Okay. Well, thank you. And it's a pleasure to be allowed to check into your net. Maybe I'll catch you again next time. I assume you start at 8 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, Bob. We're here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. The repeater normally has PL tone access. It is an open repeater, but we've had some interference issues, and so we have a 179.9 hertz PL that's required at any other time. But during the net, we turn that off, so if anybody doesn't have the tone, they can still join. So you're welcome to join us anytime, and we'd encourage it and be great to have you every Sunday.
Okay, well, you might give me that tone one more time because I don't know if it's in my radio. This is a used radio. I'm relatively new at the amateur radio, and I don't know if that tone is in here or not. This radio has been previously programmed for most frequencies, but I never knew there was a program on this one until I ran off to you.
Yeah, Bob, it's 179.9. 179.9. And that'll be in your CTCSS menu of your radio.
Okay. Well, thank you. Good evening to everyone on the net. 73 to all of you. And I hope you have a very good week. This is KD0CRQ. Back to net.
Okay, Bob. Well, thanks for joining us tonight from Odessa. You did have a little bit of white noise there on your signal, but we could copy you without any problem at all, so in the repeater just fine. And if you have trouble with that tone or maybe lose your piece of paper there, the tone is actually announced over the synthesized voice off of the repeater. So whenever the repeater identifies, it'll give out the tone a couple of times an hour. So you'll be able to listen to that if you need to. Bob, 73, we'll break with you, and we'll take a final call for any more check-ins for the Spark repeater net. Come now. Okay, nothing heard. Looks like we had a total of 14 check-ins tonight, which we're very happy with that, and that's including my XYL. Was here in the shack, got her checked in as well. So a good number of check-ins here tonight. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. Encourage you to be here every Sunday night, and encourage you to be here at any other time. Just use the repeater and be able to utilize it and have some fun with amateur radio here on 2 meters in Sedalia. So with that, we'll go ahead and close the net at 20:27 hours local time, and we'll return the repeater to normal amateur use 73.